Hello, Hope Hassan.
Hey, Chrissy Rios.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I haven't done that in forever. I missed you in that. It's my fave.
I always like your little, I'm doing, like your little flair with it.
I'm doing.
How was your week?
It was adventurous.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Honestly, I have to be real. I mean, you know, we work together.
Mm-hmm.
It has been busy. Like, insanely busy the last couple of weeks. I've almost been on a social media hiatus because I have no time.
Yeah, we've been swamped, to say the least.
It's been painstaking.
Everybody wants their stuff done before Christmas.
Yeah, work's been busy. And then I come home and, you know, I just got stuff to do here. And I'm trying to get everything done for shopping because I'm going out of town for Christmas this year. And so I'm feeling the pinch. On my evenings. I still have gotten some Call of Duty time in, though, because, you know, priorities.
You have to.
Yeah.
Especially now that Shoot House is back.
Shoot House is back, baby! I'm so glad I updated the soundboard.
So am I. No, I'm just going to add another layer of awesome to this.
New toys. But that is my feels about it. It's a very big deal, so.
It is.
I'm going to have you play really quick before we go today.
I'm down.
We'll do two rounds. I'll play one so you can watch, and then I'm going to let you.
I can go and fail miserably.
I'm going to let you tank my KDR.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
Do you have, like, a guest? Is there, like, a guest mode?
No. Hi, I'm going to let someone else play for me right now. Can we just not have her ding my score? No, they don't.
This
do
is
that.
Just a practice run.
I mean, you could go and maybe. I don't know. I don't.
Chrissy. You're the COD lady. How do you not know?
Because I play the game. I don't think about how can I not play the game. I go in, I'm ready to, like, take a bitch out.
How long have you been playing Call of Duty?
Oh, my God, for years. It's been going on for years.
Is it over 10 years?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. I think it's been out that long. I'm not sure. Did you see? Wait a minute. I've heard a rumor. Well, maybe not even heard. I've seen a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I think Conor McGregor is going to be a playable character visually in the game.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I would totally own that. I would have to have that character.
Mm-hmm.
That specialist. I'd have to have him as my specialist.
I'm sure a lot of people want him as their specialist.
Right now I've got Charlie. She's my specialist, but I'd like to have him as my specialist for a lot of things. You know, because Irish stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely
stuff.
The tie-in. Absolutely.
Speaking of Ireland and Irish and, you know, global phenomenons, can we talk about the woman we met this week? Do you mind talking about her?
I do not mind at all.
Fantastic. I have to share this experience with people because it was.
We have to share this experience.
It was a banger. Oh, my God, this woman. We met the lady of the world at Mariano's this week for lunch. And I will start out by saying, sometimes Hope and I sit down together at the same time. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes Hope will walk me to my chair because there's a stalker for me. And so she comes as my protector, the enforcer. Hope.
Hell yeah.
I had the pleasure of sitting with this woman first while Hope was grabbing her lunch. Tables at Mariano's it's a fight to the finish. So if you see one open, you grab it right away.
Yeah, it's first come, first serve.
Yeah, so hence why Hope and I, generally one of us goes and grabs the table while the other one gets lunch. And then when that one comes back, if we have to get anything, we go get it. There was this little darling old woman sitting at a table all by herself, decked out. She was wearing sparkles and she had a sequin beret on and she was looking kind of fancy.
Yeah.
And she said to me when I first walked over, oh, I'll move. I'll give you this table. And I said, no, I'm going to take this one here. You're totally fine. Don't worry about it. And then she proceeded to go on a rant. And it was one for the ages. So I took notes of everything she said to me because
mm-hmm.
it was just so surreal. So I'm going to read mine off and then I'll pass it to you because I then left after her rant. And all I said to Hope was good luck as I walked away and said nothing more.
And at first I just looked at Christy and I said, oh, shit. I already knew what was coming.
You had to have. So I passed the buck to you and then you had to deal with her. But I'll just read off the the cliff notes of our conversation.
Yeah.
So first she told me that Germany runs the world. And she went into a big discussion about Aldi and grocery stores and so forth and how Aldi is doing it right. And she's like, have you been to an Aldi? And I said, yeah, I actually like Aldi. And she said, yeah, you know why you like it? It's because it's German run. And she wouldn't get off the topic of the Germans, which made me oddly uncomfortable. Then she says to me, after she talks about Germany, she says, you know, the Germans need to run this state because, you know, now that they're bringing the marijuana into a legal state here, we are going to have nothing but problems. All of the morons are letting the marijuana.
Is that how she said it?
Three times. So that's why it became a notable, because she didn't say marijuana. It was marijuana.
She's one of those.
Oh, yeah. So she also told me she was followed home every single day by the same morons that are going to buy the marijuana. That was her third time. She drinks Bob Dylan's bourbon every night, but she's not an alcoholic. She made sure to tell me that. And she is in love with it. She recommended it. She told me I need to go buy it, which I was like, all right.
That was part of my notes as well. Oh, okay. She mentioned it to me as well.
Okay. She only eats organic salmon, so she was very upset that they did not have organic salmon that day, and she didn't know what she was going to eat because she had her two front teeth knocked out, and she had teeth in her mouth that did not look new, so I was confused, and she said, but they keep falling out, and then I thought maybe they just tried to re-implant them or something. So she said that she was very upset about the non-organic salmon selection because they have a different kind in Nova Scotia, but that's just garbage.
She did mention this to me as well.
Okay. Her Toyota Camry has been totaled three times this year. It's in the parking lot currently, and it's totaled.
Mm-hmm.
She's 91 or 92. I couldn't get a gauge because she told me two different ages at two different times of the conversation.
She told me 92.
So I'm going to say 92 because she told me that first. And then she later said, I'm 91. And then I wondered, maybe is it 91? She's going to be 92?
Yeah.
So I just kind of shook it off. She also came back to Jewel and Aldi. Jewel's another grocery store here.
Mm-hmm.
She calls the company every day to tell them about the nice cashiers, but not the mean ones. They will have to face the Lord one day.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know what to say. I mean, that was probably where I was like, I got to go. Where's Hope? Where's Hope? That's when I started like panning the room. Where the hell is Hope? Let's see what else I have here. She doesn't care about her weight because she loves lobster and macaroni, and lobster and macaroni make you fat.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Wait. She won't eat anything that is not prepared for her. She doesn't cook. She is a woman of leisure.
Oh.
So I kind of giggled because I thought that makes sense why she's coming here, because she wanted them to cook her salmon. She's moving into a nursing home at the end of the year. But then she said later in the conversation, it was going to be in March. So I was like, wait a minute. There's some conflicting info going on about this move. And then she said the problem with the place, the nursing home she's going to be at is... they only give her one meal a day. They only prepare her one meal a day. She has to find ways to get other meals, whether she cooks them, because she has a little kitchenette, she said it would be.
Okay.
Or she has to order food in or go out and get it herself.
Okay.
And she said she doesn't mind because they have a Ritz-Carlton dining room, but she'll still have to venture out to get cuisine. And with a dining room of such great standards, they should make three meals a day there.
How dare they? Wow.
I asked her where this nursing home was. She wasn't very forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she thought I was one of the morons with the marijuana that was going to chase her and try to get her one free meal a day at her Ritz-Carlton dining room. I do not, and for the record, I need to be clear about this. I don't pick on older people. I am very much. But this woman was also, I don't believe she was anywhere near her 90s.
Oh, I don't believe it either.
I think she was in her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, that's when it's a little tougher because you don't want to, like, she could be sick, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to be very cautious of that. She could have some dementia. There's a lot of things that could be going on there. But oh my God, was she very opinionated and not in a super positive way. So at this point, I have more, but I'm going to cut off and not go to them because I'm sure you have other things. So I will let you. I'm going to pass the buck just like I passed the buck of her to you.
So I'll just go through mine real quick because some of it is doubled. So I'll start out with, she started out with, for 45 years, she's been on high blood pressure medications, and that's what causes her to be sensitive to sound. She was working on a doctorate as an English professor at Loyola until her daughter died of cancer, which I was like, damn, that's really heavy. Why are you telling me this?
Wow. She didn't mention that at all to me.
Then she mentioned her accident as well, but she told me the bumper popped off, and it's always something with her car. Always. She just had dental work done on two of her front teeth from eating a chicken drumstick. She needs to eat yogurt or soup, and she has to wait 3 hours to eat, but the soup here is really good. And here meaning Mariano's.
Correct. She did say the soup there was really well to me, but she did tell me she fell, and that's how her teeth were knocked out.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. She also continued to say how her and her son or her nephew, I can't remember right now, I didn't write that part down, they go to lunches at DiStefani's somewhere in Skokie, which is a suburb here in Illinois, and they spend at least $200 to $300 on every meal.
Wow. She's a fancy. I'm telling you, she said she was the lady of leisure.
I know. Then she commented, because I was eating a toasted panini, she said, if I would eat a panini like that, I would break my teeth. She continued to say also that if you aren't hungry, you shouldn't eat. And then she continued to say how she was getting so fat.
Yeah. Yeah. She talked to me about her weight too, but that was the lobster macaroni.
Then she continues to say she uses her cart as support instead of her cane, which that is valid. Like, I've seen that a lot. Same. I know older people as well that use that as their support while they're shopping. Then she commented on the overworked girls in the world, just as a general thing. She said, girls have to own corporations at the top. At the top. And I wrote it twice because that's how she said it. And last but not least, she found a friend there, which I think you saw.
I was there then, yeah.
What did she say? Oh, she said that she was having the lobster bisque.
She was big on lobster.
Well, it's a fancy food for a fancy woman.
Yeah, she was fancy.
So fancy. It was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, we haven't had a People of Mariano's in a long time. That place is the gift that keeps on giving.
If I had more patience, Chrissy, I would probably continue to like have a conversation and ask questions just to see what else she had to say. Truly.
I was just disturbed. I felt there was a lot of negatives.
Yeah, it wasn't very positive.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, moving on. Kevin is in full Betty's beer making.
Hell yeah.
I'm stoked, man. I have a set of photos I have to put out because I still want to show everybody from last week, Misha's photo with all the tree, you know, the tree Misha and James sent us. But I also have a slew of photos from Kevin making Betty's beer. So
I cannot wait.
I'm beyond excited for this. We actually have a Betty's beer.
Hell yeah. Oh, cool. I think my favorite photo out of the bunch was that little mini vat where he's keeping the beer.
I don't know what they call the technical word for that, but vat.
Yeah, we'll just call it a vat.
I like the fact that he was showing us listening. There's a picture where he was listening to Betty's while he was brewing. That one made my day. And then his Kevin's Pub glass.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was nice, too. We'll share those photos. You probably will see them before this podcast comes out. So go to our Insta and look backwards. No, don't look backwards. I'm going to stop. I feel like it's just been
just
one
check
of those.
Us out. Check just the check Instagram. Out.
Another thing that is going on that is huge. And if you have not checked them out, you need to check them out now. The Footlong Pony Podcast is posting on their social media the Tournament of Sex.
I love it.
It is brilliant. It is so
great.
It
really is.
So they've had three options so far. One is it was Jesus versus Santa. And if you don't take Jesus, you're missing out on a ton of wine, dude. Second was Mr. Clean versus the Brawny Man. You got to go the Brawny Man.
I think I'd probably go with brawny guy too.
Right? I mean, he's burly. He's big. Did I say he's big?
He's also wearing flannel. It's a weakness.
I mean, he's big guy.
I mean, it says it in the name.
Then the last one that came out was Ronald McDonald versus the Burger King. I do not like clowns, so I ain't fucking a clown.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely go with the king.
Give me Burger King. Plus, you know, he seems kind of like a little bit smooth and suave.
I know, he does.
Flame broils.
I love their commercials.
Oh, my God. I am creeped out a little bit by the Burger King head. Admittedly, yeah, I am. But
I might ask him to take the mask off.
No, you can't. Then it's just some random dude.
Oh.
Yeah, loophole. It's the king or nothing.
I'm going with the king anyways.
Yeah, the king.
Yeah.
Same. So I'm waiting to see who they post next. I'm very excited for this tournament. I'm looking forward to seeing who the next contestants are. So if you check them out, go vote. See if our votes are the same. We'll kind of maybe do a recap as we go every couple of weeks to see what the tournament of sex has led up to. I need to see who's in this finals. I'm telling you right now.
I love the name of it. Tournament of Sex.
Yeah. Dude, that's brilliant. I feel like I'm kind of sad that we didn't think of it.
I know.
It's right up our alley.
Such a good idea.
We're just dirty muffins and...
Darn.
Darn. Gee willikers. So sad we didn't jump on that one.
Mm-hmm. Jump on the brawny. Oh my God.
Sometimes we're right there, Hope. We're right there. All right. You want to talk about the drink of the week?
Yes.
Let's do this.
We are drinking Claudia's Coquito.
Coquito.
If you are not familiar with what Coquito is, simply put, it's Puerto Rican eggnog.
Yeah.
So it's pretty simple to make. You have a can of evaporated milk, a can of coconut milk. Do not get the reduced fat. Get the full fat one. I've made that mistake before.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought to get the reduced, so that's a good tip.
Third ingredient would be you need some cinnamon, quarter teaspoon. Quarter teaspoon. Quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, quarter teaspoon of nutmeg. And then you also need one can of condensed milk, sweetened condensed milk, and Bacardi rum.
And then how much Bacardi is going in?
So in our batch today, I put a cup and a half.
A cup and a half between the two of us.
But it's really easy to drink, seriously.
No, it is.
You can't even taste
it. No, it doesn't taste like there's booze in it.
But you can also alter that to your preference. And then garnish with a little bit of nutmeg and a cinnamon stick.
Yeah.
And if you really want to get fancy, you can rim the top of the glass with coconut. It's really good.
I had so many dirty rim jokes, but I'm just going to leave them out.
And then you blend it all up on high for 2 minutes. Oh, I'm missing. Oh, 2 egg yolks. You can also alter that as well. You don't need to put the egg yolks in there. There's been a debate on whether or not you should. I'll leave that up to our listeners if they go and make this.
And you know what I'm learning about this? So I always thought there was one recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized there were multiple variations of this because I've had Coquito many times.
Mm-hmm.
I've never once thought that it was made any other way, but. But this one is really interesting because it does have a different taste to it than the one I'm used to. I like it. It's very rich.
Yeah.
It's got a written, I think it's from the egg yolks.
I believe so. I would agree.
Yeah. It's got a really, like, really good richness to it.
This is my first time making it with egg as well because I've done it before without the egg. So. Yeah.
I've had yours before. It's really good too. I have a friend. His name is Frank. And he used to make me giant, like, mason jar full of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guard that with my life. If anybody even looked sideways at it, I'd cut them. I mean, I feel like he might still have family here. So if you're in town for the holidays, bring me some Coquito, man. Always got to advocate for yourself. All right. It is time for Shots or Consequences.
Fucking love this soundboard, dude.
I love that sound. I think I'm in love with that sound more than anything. I know you like the get it on one too, but
bum chicken wah, wah.
Yeah, I like that one, but this one's my fave. All right, so This week's submission is anonymous. Anyway.
Mysterious.
Mm-hmm. That it is. So with that being said, it is obviously take a shot or right now, stop, drop, and send a bra pic that you may have on your phone. I'm pretty sure you and I both have our fair share. Otherwise, we have to go take one. So it's either take one now.
Yeah.
Or pick one from your phone and send it to somebody random. No explanation.
Just random.
Just random. You can pick who it is.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be your sister. It could be your husband, obviously. It could be, you know, I mean, fuck, you could send it to me. Whatever, right? I would know, so that would kind of ruin this. And then you just send one randomly to somebody and not say a word. Even when they ask you what it's for.
Yeah.
You can only tell them, listen to the next pod episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take one right now.
Are you? Oh, you really are.
They're going to be like, what the fuck?
There you go. I'm
It's called spontaneity. Sorry.
Spontaneity. Okay. I am sending one right now too. So I'm for the first week, not even voluntarily taking a shot. Oh my gosh. This is an effort over here. Flash is. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Mine is sent.
I'm sending right now. He's going to be like, what?
All right.
I hope he doesn't open that in front of anyone.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh. No explanations. All right, anonymous. We did it.
It's done.
And we took the consequences. We're like 5-year-olds, really. We are.
Who cares?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. The time has come for us to celebrate a wonderful holiday, a tradition, a must. If you do not celebrate this holiday, you need to incorporate it into your life.
You're missing out.
Big time. The rest of our show is dedicated to Festivus for the rest of us.
I love it.
So this will be an annual thing since this is our first Festivus on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Not in our lives, but on the pod. We are going to air out grievances. And since we don't have a table full of people that we would air out to,
mm-hmm.
we've decided to air out shit that's been bugging us for a year.
Yes.
Or give or take. You know, it could be a few weeks. Whatever. It doesn't matter. If it's pissing you off and it's a grievance, it made the list.
It sure did.
That's it. So we're doing this. Hope, I'm going to let you start.
Okay. I'll start off with a little bit on a lighter note, but it's still something that makes me angry. My siblings. Okay.
We're going to talk about things. My siblings.
My siblings. as a group.
Well, at least it's a joint effort.
I'll just put it this way. I've moved out of my parents' home. I do not have a dishwasher. I don't have that luxury anymore. They do. Put the damn dishes in the dishwasher. There's no fucking excuse. Oh, why are you letting them pile up on the counters, in the living room, like leftover cups, dishes, whatever, on the counter? Takes 2 seconds in the dishwasher. And the dishwasher has a disposer, so even if there's a few crumbs on the plate, it's not going to kill them.
Yep.
Put the damn dishes in the dishwasher, please. And I don't even live at home anymore. And when I go over and there's dishes everywhere, I'm like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Come live at my house. You're going to see what a luxury this is. So, yes, that's my first airing of grievance.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, keep going?
No, yeah, you just do your list.
Okay,
I'll do mine.
Sure. Then I will. And please feel free to chime in.
Oh, no, I will.
Next one on my list, Amazon. Please do not tease me with 1-day shipping. Do not.
Thank you very much. I hate that shit.
Do not promise me.
False. It's false. It's a lie.
It is. Do not promise me 1-day shipping if you cannot deliver. You've already got me hooked on the 2-day, and I'm okay with that. I'm very happy with that. Do not tease me and tell me 1 day, and then guess what? It's actually 2 motherfucking days. Please.
Sometimes 3.
Please, just don't. Don't even put it on your website.
I'm with you on that.
Don't give me the option. Say, guess what, bitch? It's 2 days and that's it.
I've yet to have one 1-day delivery happen in 1 day at all.
I know. I don't even choose that option. I'm like, you know what? At this point, just give it to me 3-4 days later. Just say it.
It's true. It's really true. It's awful.
Also, on the same note, USPS.
Oh, they're a forever grievance, man.
They're a forever one. But honestly, this year, I've had more things that I've had to ship out. Why are you so unorganized? Why? You are dealing with the nation's mail. And messing with people's mail is illegal. It really is. You're not supposed to fuck with people's mail.
No, I know.
So why are you doing it? And how are you getting away with this?
What's scary about it is they've been doing this mail thing since it was being delivered by fucking ponies. Like, it's not new.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're in 2019. There's where's the hang up? Like, where is the snag in the system? I want to know, because it's ridiculous. Do not tell me also you're going to deliver on a certain day. Say that, oh, we tried to. I'm in my home and you tried to deliver. I didn't hear a doorbell. I didn't hear a knock. Nothing.
You don't. Saw last week I had a package, if you recall. It was 3 p.m. and they said the business was closed.
It makes me so angry. What if I had like a life-threatening illness and I had medication delivered via USPS? Guess what? I'm going to be dead for like a week before I get them.
Yeah, that's true. So, that is very true.
So they're on my list as well. I'm going to also, this one is a general one for family, coworkers, anybody that I am constantly in communication with or living with or whatever. If something is empty, please throw it out.
Oh, I hate that.
And replace it. And if you cannot replace it because you don't have any more supplies, notify someone.
It's a huge pet peeve. You know that? I can't also stand that.
Another thing that takes 2 minutes, not even, maybe 30 seconds, depending on what it is. Just replace it, fill it, throw it out, recycle. Whatever you got to do, just do it.
Can I chime in on that one?
Yeah.
My biggest, and I mean absolute pet peeve, toilet paper rolls. Mm-hmm. When you finish using the toilet paper, especially when there is a roll right next to the area that the new roll would go on, mm-hmm. and you choose to just pretend like you didn't take the last piece of toilet paper and not replace the roll. Oh my God, does that make me crazy?
And you know what? I'll add to that, because I love it when I'm ready to finish doing my business in the bathroom and I look and the toilet paper roll has that one stupid sheet left that's like glued on to the cardboard. Yeah. It's like, what? Am I just supposed to wipe my ass with the cardboard at this point? Like, you literally did that intentionally to say you didn't have to replace it.
That's exactly why it's left there, because then you didn't take the last so, of the toilet paper.
Really, you did, and you just think that I'm going to wipe my ass with the cardboard, and that's definitely not happening.
Unbelievable. But yeah, it's true. So, I've seen that a lot.
Really gets on my nerves. I'm dying laughing, but I'm honestly, it bugs me.
Oh, it's the worst. The worst.
This one I'll keep it short and sweet. Staff meetings that can be one bulleted 5-point list email. Like, please do not waste my time. Please do not waste my time. We are busy people. If you're working, I would say you're probably a busy person. You're at work. You're doing your thing. Do not call me to a staff meeting that's going to last half an hour with a shit ton of ums and an analogy at the end. Because if I wanted that, I'd go talk to, like, my dad or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Don't waste my time.
Yeah, I can get behind it. I know what you're talking about, too. So I'm going to agree. I mean, we have Quinn meetings, and they go, they're very different, though, because we don't bring to the table stuff. It's a new update for every 2 weeks.
It's relevant information.
But the meetings you're talking about are very different.
And everybody knows this kind of meeting. I'm sure everybody has experienced this at least once in their lifetime. Where it was a big deal, a big to-do, you must be on time, must do this, must do that. And they get there and it's like, okay, is this what I'm really sitting here for?
Yeah.
So that's that. Also, drivers of the world. And I've ranted about drivers in the past, but this one is a very special scenario. When there are two lanes on the road, and yes, narrow road, do not put your car in the middle of both lanes.
Ugh.
Do not take up space. The only time that is allowed is if you are one of those big ass, like, semis that have the oversized big yellow sign on the back that said oversized equipment or whatever.
Oversized load.
Or load. That's the only time. Mm-hmm. If you are a sedan, you don't need that much room.
It happens on Foster all the time.
It happens.
It drives me crazy.
It happens right off of Nagel by my house.
Ugh.
Why?
I can't stand that. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It drives me crazy.
So just stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Seriously. Then, Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Oh, you've made the list.
You have made the list. And I'm going to say this because it's the holidays. I love wrapping gifts. I love making them look pretty. Why is ribbon so goddamn expensive? Why am I getting up to the register after all the discounts, all my coupons? Because I'm a couponer.
Oh yeah, no, I do too. I Jeez, good.
Why is ribbons? Why are? I think I had a few rolls of ribbon. Why is that costing me $40?
Yeah, that's insane. That is insane.
Is it dipped in gold, like real gold?
Yes. No, I'm just.
No, honestly, like I just don't understand.
It's insane. I agree with you on this one. I've never understood the overpriced wrapping paper scenario because I get it takes money to make it. I get it takes it's time. There's labor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also mass producing these things. They're not being produced on a solo basis. So it is a little bit frustrating, especially for something that is about to go in the trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of them. Also, Pacini Properties, the people that manage my building.
Oh, I know you hate them.
I'm going to straight up tell you, thank you. I have a roof over my head, but man, can you hire more than one guy to manage three large Chicago buildings all over the city? They're not next to each other or whatever. What, like, how hard is that?
Yeah.
How much money are you making off of your tenants you can't afford, A, a legitimate maintenance guy, and B, maybe two maintenance guys?
Yeah, you've had some serious complaints.
So that's one of mine, too. That one was, it's towards the bottom, but I honestly, I started really thinking about my grievances. And this was definitely one of them. It had to make the list.
Yeah, no, you've complained about it all year long, too, so that's fair.
And last but not least, good old city of Chicago.
Oh, trust me, they're on my list multiple times.
There are many things that I could probably, like, sub-bullet point on this grievance to back up why it even is on my list.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I chose to settle on was the amusement tax. Or entertainment tax.
Entertainment tax.
So basically, Chicago, you are telling me on top of whatever my ticket cost is, whether, and mind you, this includes museums, concert venues.
Any form of entertainment. Sports, too.
Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you think
PlayStation.
Is.
PlayStation. I don't know if you really? Know that. Oh, yeah. They tax the PlayStation, your PlayStation Plus membership
mm-hmm.
is entertainment taxed by the city of Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, trust me. We got a notice from PlayStation telling, you know, like
residents.
Chicago residents that we were about to be taxed. And I think it's like 17%.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I may be off on the number, but it's close. It's mm-hmm. really a bitch. It's such bullshit.
So basically they're telling us, hey, you want to have a good time? You're already spending an arm and a leg. Hey, factor in another $50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just give us $50.
Yeah, it's stupid money.
It annoys the shit out of me because there are other places in this country that museums are totally free.
Yeah. Washington, they're all free.
They're there for you to, it's actually like an education. It's not so much entertainment per se, because when I think entertainment, I'm thinking about sports or concerts.
I understand, but here's the thing. I can't back it, but I understand mm-hmm. it for like sports venues or concerts. Museums, I do not agree with, because you're right. There's a lot of educational
benefit
to that. Sitting at home in my living room, I shouldn't be taxed.
No, that is wrong.
PlayStation.
That is wrong.
Yeah, it really irritates me. I mean, I buy the annual pass, but it just pisses me off nonetheless. It's so lame. I got in last year before it kicked in because they were starting it, I think, like January 1st.
Yeah, it's a recent mm-hmm. tax, yeah.
And so in December, I bought my pass mm-hmm. for the whole year so I could beat the tax. Mm-hmm. But now this year, I got
this
nailed
year,
with
you're
it.
Screwed.
Yeah, I was
so
pissed.
Those are my grievances, Chrissy.
Very well done, Hope.
Thank you.
And I can, for the most part, I mean, your siblings, you know, I like you guys, so I'm going to trash
you. Yeah, you just don't live with them.
Well, that's
or
how
haven't
it
lived
is.
With them.
That's always how it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I have mine. I'm ready.
Let's hear them.
Apple. Oh, the look on your face just now. I am an Apple girl. There is no denying it. If you know me, you know I fangirl fucking hard for Apple. It's a miracle I don't have an Apple logo tattooed on me somewhere.
I literally was just going to say that.
See? It's because everybody who knows me knows. My phone, my laptop. I have had multiple iPads in my life. I'm about to go possibly grab an Apple Watch. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I have got a huge grievance. And my grievance with them is, first off, why in God's holy name are Apple AirPods so expensive?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't. I cannot get behind this at all, and it really bugs me
because
mm-hmm. I want them, but I refuse. I just can't. I mean, Apple products as a whole are overpriced, always. I'll be the first person to own that part of being an Apple fan person is expensive. It's pricey to be an Apple person. It really is. I mean, when my, so there's a period of time, you know, mm-hmm. my cat chewed through all of my power cords for my MacBook. And she was chewing through every time I'd get a new one. I had one where I didn't even have it a whole day and she chewed through it. Her chewing phase was awful. Ugh. And they are $98 a piece.
Oh my God.
Every time I had to replace it, I mean, in 1 month, I spent almost $500.
That's insane to me.
So, yeah, trust me when I say I sometimes question why I'm such an Apple girl, but I am, mm-hmm. you know. I cannot get behind this, though. It is one of those things that if the executives who make the decision for Apple products were standing in front of me, I'd throat punch them. There is no need for that.
Yeah.
Especially in an earbud. I get some of the other pieces, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I do not understand the earbuds at all. I mean, it goes also Beats. Beats are stupid, just stupid money.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Right? Bose does the same thing, but I feel like Bose has been established in the industry forever, and they've kind of earned that, right?
They kind of have, like, a reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've earned that place in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where Apple, you made my grievance list. That's not a good place to be. All right, next. The Illinois Tollway System.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, you are rapists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you bend me over every time I decide to drive down your lovely highways, and you entice me with your smooth, we'll get you there faster. What you didn't mention is that if I don't have my iPass, you're going to literally pull down my pants and just butt rape me.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And then you're going to send me back on the same road and do it to me again. Oh, in Indiana, your fucking Skyway, you can kindly go fuck yourself. $5. No, it was $5.60, right?
Yeah, $5.60. Something like that.
To get through out of all things, to leave Illinois, to go into Indiana. I have to pay $5 to leave my state, to go into another state. And what, I mean, some people would say have a lesser value.
I was just going to say, you already know how I feel about Indiana.
But
so.
You have to pay that to come back into Illinois. So it's kind of, man.
I will say the toll system, they suck real bad.
It's the worst. There's nothing that I have more. I think it's probably my hot rage mm-hmm. on my whole list. And I got some ragey shit, but that one's pretty ragey.
Yeah.
Next. So we get a lot of recipes for drinks, and we also look for a lot of recipes for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're always on the lookout for something that's fun and interesting and that we think our fans will like.
Because
mm-hmm. we're kind of gauging now our fan base. We know a bit of what they like.
Yeah.
Blogs that have 18-page stories before you get to the recipe. Listen, I am sure that your husband who went and cut down a tree so that he could mill the paper that you're going to write your next love note onto him is intriguing as shit. But frankly, I have no desire to read it. If I came to your website for a recipe, guess what I'm there for, Jane? Your fucking recipe.
I agree.
Put it at the top. And then if I feel like I want to learn more about your whole life story and your like past ancestors and your unborn child, great. And also mm-hmm. you shouldn't be talking about your unborn child while you're telling me drink recipes, but that's neither here nor there.
No, I agree.
Like just now, today, we looked up a recipe for something we're doing later this month,
mm-hmm.
and it was a scroll upon a scroll upon a scroll.
My thing is, do they really think people actually look at the story? Because I don't. I never do.
I don't know anybody who does. I'm certain that there are people out there who do, and I'm certain there's probably one person who's doing it in our audience that's going to probably be a little bit butthurt by it. But frankly, cut it down. Bring it down a notch. You want to give me two paragraphs
as a build-up, right?
And then the drink? I'm cool with that. But when I have to scroll down an infinite scroll to get to your drink recipe, I'm already not interested in your drink.
True.
I'm frustrated.
Or maybe I'm just so frustrated, I am going to double the recipe of your drink.
Well, we've done that. That has happened. All right, so that is on my list. This one was a long time coming, all and right. I'm sure as soon as you hear it, Airbnb. We have had a loving, nurturing relationship. Airbnb has taken care of me and put me in homes that felt like home.
Mm-hmm.
You've stayed with me in a home that felt like home, and it was our home. We cooked there.
Yeah.
We slept there. It was amazing. But when you bring me into a house that is now affectionately known as the Minnesota Meth House.
I love the name.
You have got some explaining to do, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. Start screening your people better, because I will never use you again if I fear. Now, with this being said, after we reported that we were currently standing in the middle of the Minnesota meth house, they did write by us.
Yeah.
They gave me a gigantic credit, which I unfortunately never got to use. But they were really trying hard. I mean, even up till 11 o'clock at night, they were still trying to help us find a place. With that being said, Airbnb is a company. They are customer service unparalleled.
That's good.
But you've got to screen these houses better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this house should never have been allowed to be an Airbnb, ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was mis, how you put it, categorized. It was miscategorized. It mm-hmm. was... It was scary. I mean, when I got there, I was terrified. And I know I talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
Before, but it just has still stayed so heavily on my mind for the entire year
mm-hmm.
that it had to be a Festivus rant. It had to be a grievance. So next up, WWE, you sons of bitches. Why can we not just have a good relationship one whole year? Why can we only have parts? Like, why is it sometimes you're so good and I'm so intrigued by you, and then other times I feel like you're just telling stupid, shitty stories, like right now? The Lana, Bobby Lashley, Rusev story, the only great thing about this is Rusev, and everything else is hot garbage. Hot garbage. Please make it stop. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I have a suggestion for WWE going into 2020.
All right.
And that is, watch NXT. You know, the other brand that's in your, like, wheelhouse, and see how they're doing it.
Oh, shit.
Because they're doing it fucking right. And what you're doing is not right, and it's just straight garbage. Mm. I want to continue to love you. I kind of have to. I have friends who work for your company, and for my friends alone, please. Please, please mm-hmm. give them good storylines. I mean, all right, let's be real. Little Xavier Woods, mm-hmm. Austin, you know, he's still in the off season. But his storylines are great. And New Day is in a good spot. But there are other friends of mine who are not, you know, they're just not. And so it would be nice to see, I don't know, you have great talent. Use it wisely. That's my advice.
That's a good advice.
Stop fucking me up, man. That's all I'm asking, please. All right. And also, just the fact that you've never not been on my grievance list is another issue, WWE. Every Festivus. All right. WLIT Radio in Chicago. You have really got to get a grasp on the Christmas music. It starts October 31st. As soon as the clock turns midnight, they do not stop playing Christmas music until the 26th of December. And while I am a fan of Christmas music, don't hate it. I actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I need it jammed down my throat before Thanksgiving 24/7 on a radio station.
Honestly, I wish I would have picked that up for my list as well.
Yeah, it's a bugger.
Michael's year. Used to be really bad about that.
Yeah, but I get it. They're already starting to sell their Christmas stuff in November.
I do understand it, but I don't agree with it. And it's not just Michael's. I've been told there's stores that don't sell Christmas shit, and they're playing the music.
Yeah, I can't. I bet I feel retail kind of jams in that because they try to like get it in your head that you should be buying Christmas stuff. I see where that comes at.
Yeah.
But the radio station, it is my biggest pet peeve. And I literally stop listening to them until after the holidays. I just won't. I boycott them the minute. It's October 31st. It's our last day that we're going to like flip through and maybe stick to a song years, because I'm not going to hear from you again for another 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just too much. So they are on the list. They've made the list.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Next. Hold on. Let me go back to you've made the list. So Chris Jericho, who was in WWE, he's now in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do a thing. You just made the list. And on the list, mm-hmm. it was always people who fucked up.
So the shit list.
So this is, it's technically the shit list. It was the list of Jericho.
Gotcha.
You just made the list. And it was brilliant. Every time he did it, people would like eat it alive. Now he's got the lexicon of Le Champion.
Oh my God.
I fucking love it. Canadians, they're my favorite people in the world. Just love the Canadians. Canadians and Australians, those are like,
The two.
That's my group, man. All right. Next, Chicago potholes. I told you this was Chicago heavy. I've got a lot of Chicago grievances. I live here, so I feel like I've earned it.
Yeah.
There has been a pothole down the block from my house that has been here for 2 years. I mean, there's literally a worn down path in the actual like pavement now.
Yeah.
From the cars going around this. Cars know not to park on the opposite side of it because their car might get clipped.
Oh.
It has been there forever. It's so deep you can't just drive over it at all. It's not one of those that are small. You can just kind of take a tiny, you will lose your front tire. I've seen some potholes and you know, the city, it is awful. The pot, as soon as like snow hits and the first salt goes down, potholes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's been here forever now. I'm pretty sure people have called it in.
I was going to ask.
Oh, I'm sure people have. I haven't, just because, frankly, I have enough on my own block to deal with, not just the cross block. Like, it's just so insane. We have the worst streets here. And for all of the money you're taking, aka enter fuckingtainment tax, fix a pothole.
It's true.
Like,
I agree.
Just fix a fucking pothole. I'll do it. Give me the fucking, give me the asphalt and the shovel. I'll go out there and pound some asphalt down. Pound it good. I'll pound it real good.
We'll fill that hole right up.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more Chicago, and then I've got one more after that. And then my grievances are done for the year. I feel like I've cleaned house. Chicago parking meters. You've started to invade the side streets, you greedy motherfuckers, who still won't fix my potholes but take all my money to park my car on your city streets.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to be shitting me. First off, you charge me to park on my own block.
Oh, I
pay permit fees.
Yes.
So I pay a permit fee for a block that if I get home after a certain hour, I can't even park on.
Yeah.
I've had to park 2 or 3 blocks away. That's for one.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to any main street in the city, I think now it's pretty much every main street,
yeah,
for the most part,
yeah,
where there's any businesses.
Yes.
Has that central parking thing where you have to pay, and it's only for like 3 hours. So if you're there for any serious amount of time,
mm-hmm,
you're going to have to pay again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Siri was even like, did she ask me for how long? I think she did. Like, so long, Siri. Also creepy that she's always, I mean, Alexa's a nosy bitch, but Siri has got one up on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd turn around and look and make sure she wasn't listening to that.
She probably is.
She's always listening. They're all listening.
They're all listening all the time.
But I don't have a grievance with them. I feel like, I mean, you already know. You know my search history. You know what I'm doing.
Incriminating.
There's no secrets between me, Alexa, and Siri. It's our threesome.
Menage a trois.
It's our menage a trois. All right. So if you're going to, again, take all my fucking money for parking meters, fix my fucking potholes.
Agreed.
Sorry. I got a little ragey on that one.
No, but I agree with you.
I'm tired of my tires dipping, man. It's pissing me off.
It's bad.
And then my final grievance of the year. Diva, 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 diva. Diva, stop mind fucking me. I can't play your fucking sexual reindeer games. Like, it's just too much. It's just too much. I feel like I'm in the middle of a fucking Katy Perry video. You're hot, you're cold, you're yes, you're no. I can't do this anymore.
I really like that song.
I like that song too. That's why it came to my brain.
I love it. So yeah. Apropos.
Am I right, though?
It's true. It's so true.
It's it. I'm going to put the kibosh on this, Steve.
Man, I haven't heard that saying in a while.
I told you, I've been pulling out all the old phrases lately. They're coming out of the closet for a little while, then I'll tuck them back in.
I think
end of year, I got to just like move shit around.
Yeah, definitely.
So that is my final grievance. Diva, stop with the sexual fucking mind fucking.
Yeah.
I'm done. Can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Stop it. I was going to say get on the potter, but that was like, no, I don't, that just goes so wrong so many ways. So that is it. That is our Festivus episode.
I love
numero uno in the book.
Loved it.
I feel so much better. I feel so light. So free. Now we have to go outside and fight somebody, though. That's part of Festivus. I mean, you're usually supposed to fight, like, I think it's your father or something. I can't remember the rules. My dad's passed away, but I mean, I'm not going to fight you, so I'm just have to go outside and fight some rando. We're about to go to Binney's. We're going to a liquor store. We're going to knock someone over there.
We'll definitely find someone to fight over there.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Check out our boozybetties.com. We're still working on the website. Be gentle on us. In the store, we have a Boozy Betty's Betty Squad t-shirt just for you. Perfect for the holidays. What a great gift.
Yes.
And those Betty's hats. Oh, best gift ever.
Seriously. I have one.
So do I. You have one without the palm. I have one with the palm. They're both dope. Super dope. And we're not just saying that because it's our stuff. It's like cute.
And anyone can wear them.
Yeah. Man, well, that's why we have one without the palm. But I think dudes would look super fucking sexy in a palm hat.
I don't mind dudes with palm
hats. No, me either. I love it. I think it looks hot.
Yeah.
I like a man who's not afraid to put a ball on his head. I'm done. All right. Give us a review on Apple Pods while you're at it. Smash those 5 stars. Write a sweet review. We'll love you forever. And with that, we are out of here.